USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Lawmakers want the president to speak on the recent downing of unidentified aerial phenomena objects. Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw, who attended a classified briefing on the three UAPs shot down over the weekend, said they hope the president talks soon to the American people.
President Biden owes the American people an explanation. President Biden should speak on camera directly to the American people today.
Without him actually coming out and saying anything specific, or even saying what they know and what they don't know, the American public is just left to speculation.
The winner of the largest Powerball jackpot in history has been revealed in California.
Edwin Castro.
Edwin Castro, the winner of that $2 billion plus lottery, was a no-show at Tuesday's California Lottery announcement.
As you might imagine, Edwin would like to largely remain private. He understands his name is part of the public record and now part of history. But he respectfully declined our invitation to appear publicly with us today. Understandably so.
Castro purchased the winning ticket in November in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. The owner of the store where Castro bought that ticket also received a $1 million check. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida lawmakers passed a bill that would allow the state to pick up and relocate illegal immigrants to anywhere in the United States. Members of the state House voted 77-34 to approve SB 6B and the $10 million to fund the program. The state Senate passed the bill last week and is expected to be signed when it hits Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. Florida Representative John Snyder.
Joe Biden has completely waved the white flag when it comes to enforcing our borders. And so what's ultimately happened is that every state has become a border state. But here in Florida, we're not going to just stand idly by.
This is USA News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket. Pushing a wet, heavy mop around. Then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. What's the buzz in your garden? Bees can be pests, but without them, we'd never have the flowers and crops that we do. Help give pollinators a place to thrive by adding bee-friendly native plants to your garden now for fall blooms. Which flower species you choose will depend on your region. Ask for assistance at a local nursery specializing in native plants. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, announced she will not seek re-election in 2024. The announcement comes after roughly three decades in the Senate. Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, one of the House Democrats running for Feinstein's seat, said in a statement, "Dianne Feinstein is one of the finest legislators we've ever known." Another contender, Democrat Representative Katie Porter, says Feinstein has had a remarkable career serving the people of California. Could be something. Could be nothing. That's the latest from the White House on the high-altitude objects shot down by American fighter jets.
The three high-altitude objects shot down last week over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron may turn out to be nothing.
The intelligence community did say that they are considering or looking at this to be potentially benign.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre went on to say that we can't be sure until we know what the objects are and where they came from. She said that won't happen until the debris is recovered. I'm John Schaefer.
Police are announcing the gunman who killed three Michigan State University students and critically wounded five others before taking his own life had a history of mental illness and carried a note in his pocket indicating a threat to two New Jersey schools. Anthony Dwayne McRae lived in an adjacent city of Lansing, Michigan. A neighbor of McRae's described him to Reuters as a real hellraiser who often fired his gun at home. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.